You know, the Bible teaches that when there's two or three together, God is in the midst of that. It is a powerful thing. You know, I remember as a kid, the prayer meetings on Sunday night or Wednesday night in church, when people would share prayer requests and we would unite together. I was thinking as I was driving into the studio today, even though we had planned to talk about parenting, it was like God said, hey, I want you to go in a different direction. He doesn't often do that when I'm coming to the studio, but he did today. And I'll tell you what I want to do. I want to open the phone lines right now, and I want to hear from friends, not just two or three, but we have thousands and thousands of listeners all over the country and even around the world online. Love to have you share with us a desire of your heart, a prayer request for 2025, a hope or a desire that you have for you or your family for 2025. And I can promise you that there will be hundreds of people, not just a few, but hundreds praying for you for this upcoming year. What is it for your family, for your own life? You give us a call. Stephen and Jennifer will take your calls. I'll get a few of you on the air, but at the end of the next half hour here, I'm going to ask Stephen to pray, and we're going to just commit all of these desires and hopes and dreams to God. How's that sound? It's kind of a first for us here. Phone lines open. Let's go. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. And we'd love to hear from you. You know, the Bible says in Psalm 37:4 that if we delight ourselves in the Lord, it's interesting. What does the word delight mean? That's not something we typically use in our vocabulary today. But what it literally means biblically is when we delight, we're taking great pleasure in. And the psalmist is saying when we take great pleasure in our relationship with Christ, I like to think of that as being intentional. When we are intentional in our relationship with Christ, it says here that when we delight ourselves in the Lord, He will, this is a promise, He will give us the desires of our hearts. That's a powerful truth, a powerful promise from God Himself in Psalm 37:4. Now, the prerequisite for that, of course, is that we have to delight ourselves in Him. So many of us, come on, let's just be honest, we drag ourselves into God's presence when we're at the bottom of the pit that we dug ourselves, and we're looking for God to help. And He's there. He helps us when we're in the pit. There's no, that's true. That's a reality. But when we live in a life of delight or in a life of living intentionally in our walk with Christ, it just, you know, the desires of our heart are in line with Him and they show up. So I just want to ask you the question. We love each other. We're in this together. All of our phone lines just went crazy, bonkers, full. And we're going to get these comments on in a moment. But here's what it is. What one thing is a desire of your heart? Just real clear. That's all we want to hear. One thing so we can pray for you. Tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and what it is. As you call, 888-888-1717 is the phone number. 888-888-1717. All right, let me go to line two, Mary Lou in Arizona. Hi there, how are you?
I'm fine. Randy, how are you? Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too. Appreciate your call. What's the desire of your heart for 2025?
To a zone where you can't hear me.
Oh, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, but I want to pray for my family who don't know the Lord.
All right. And that really is an ache in our heart, isn't it? When we have someone we love and they don't know Christ. Yeah.
Correct. It's hard.
Is several family members?
Several, yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. We will pray for you at the end of this half hour, and I'm sure you speak for many who have a heartache. There's something, isn't there, in our lives when our relationship with Christ is so important, and it's something we want to share, and we want others that we know and love. I would say that'd be true for me, too. We have family members that just... that they don't know what it means to be a follower of Christ. And our hearts ache that they would even at a young age come to understand the power and the importance of giving their life to Christ. That's so important. All right. You can give us a call. Lines are busy. The guys are and Jennifer working quickly at 888-888-1717. And boy, we'd love to hear from you. Malam is on the line in Arizona. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you.
And what's your hope or desire for 2025?
First one, it's my mother-in-law fighting cancer.
Hmm.
And the second one is my brother-in-law. He's a pastor of church in Jordan, Amman, Jordan, and he's in jail now for 3 years. He got something never done, and he got blamed for, and we've been praying for God to deliver him free from jail.
Do you see that as persecution because of his faith, Amala?
That's one of them, yes.
Yeah. Boy, do you get a chance to talk to him or have any interaction with him there in prison in Jordan?
My mother-in-law, father-in-law, I go visit him, and every time we go to Jordan to visit, we see him.
So your prayer request is that he'd be freed, the truth would come out, and he could be freed in Jordan to carry on with his ministry.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. All right. Hey, listen, folks. We got it pretty easy sometimes, don't we? There are people around the world who are hanging on. Christians, we need to be praying for believers around the world. Pray for Mullum's brother-in-law there in Jordan prison. And, of course, mother-in-law with cancer. Boy, we all have hopes for this new year, don't we? 888-888-1717 is our phone number. We're going to regroup here. Jennifer, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this quick break. Don't go away.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Take a look at your life. Do you have areas where you're not making progress or feeling stuck? Maybe you keep returning to bad relationships or habits that aren't helping you grow. In his message, Sharpen Your Edge, Dr. Randy talks about some wise words from Solomon in the book of Ecclesiastes.
Here's the universal principle that Solomon is sharing with us. Successful people keep their edges sharp, and unsuccessful people don't.
If you missed your chance to give during our year-end fundraiser, don't worry. You can give now and have your gift matched and doubled by generous friends of the ministry. When you give, you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to this message, along with more of Dr. Randy's exclusive content. Don't miss this opportunity to have your gift matched. Your monthly support helps people live an intentional life in Christ. Call 888-888-1717 now or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, when you do that, you're a part of a really important ministry, making a difference here and around the world. I want to say thanks to so many of you who over this last week got involved, support the ministry. God bless you. Everybody right now who's getting involved, helping us close out this calendar year. Well, make sure, speaking of calendar, we got a 2025 beautiful celebrating the Jubilee, a year of Jubilee calendar from the ministry created by us for you all. And we're getting that out from Intentional Living. And secondly, your gifts are being matched. Some friends of the ministry saying, let's wrap up this year strong. And they're matching your gifts right now and for the ministry. And we thank them for their involvement. How do you do that? Just go online to theintentionallife.com. theintentionallife.com. Click on the donate icon, or you can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 2. All right, the line's jammed. You can call. We just freed up some. 888-888-1717. Stephen, what are you hearing?
He's been sober for 51 days, and he wants 2025 to be a year of being completely sober, okay? And then I was talking to Kathy, and her prayer was for her adult children, that they just get settled, and they're able to get established, and just be able to find places where they can live along with their grandkids.
That's good. All right. So. Trevor, listen, man. Thank you. Stephen, get back to the phones there. They're busy. 888-888-1717. We're going to pray for all you guys and gals here at the end of the hour, half hour. Trevor, you're on a journey. You got a lot of people listening today. Maybe you've been on that journey yourself into sobriety, and you're thinking, Trevor, you can do it. Get around the right people. keep telling yourself the truth, trusting God. Pray for Trevor, won't you? And of course, any parent with adult children, we all know what that is when it comes to making sure we're praying and being intentional in terms of wanting the very best. You know, the desires of our heart, that's what the Bible says. If we delight ourselves in Him, He gives us the desires of our heart. And that's the question. What is the desire of your heart for 2025? Do you even have one? Maybe it's for health. Maybe it's for health in terms of a relationship with your family. Or maybe you're feeling discouraged today and you just want to have a growing relationship with Christ. You can give us a call. Tell us what it is. We'd love to hear from you. 888-888-1717 is the phone number. And you can be a part of the show today. All right. Go to line one. All right. Sonia's there in Michigan. Hi there. How are you doing?
Doing okay. Thank you.
Yeah. What's your desire for this upcoming year, Sonia?
I bought a very old house and I'm on limited income. And so my heart's desire is to bring my house up to living standards, you know. Like I said, I bought a very, very old house, and it was more damaged than I thought it was. And,
What part of Michigan do you live in, Sonia?
Springport, Jackson County.
Okay, so you bought a house, and are you kind of carrying on this by yourself, trying to take care of it?
My family tries to chip in when they can.
Yeah. So your desire is to get fully settled in 2025 there in Springport.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Listen, you talk about practical prayer request, right? Sonia, I need Springport, getting some things done. All right. We got a caller here wants to remain anonymous. That's fine. Hi there. How are you today from New Mexico? How are you?
I'm good.
What's your desire for 2025?
I would like to be assured that God hears just one person when they pray. We're told many times that whenever two or more gather in His name, God hears us. And most of the time, I'm praying by myself, and I wanted to know that He would hear me.
Oh, listen. Let me just share with you. You don't want to share your name? I find that's great. That's fine. Wherever you are, you're a child of God. He hears you. He loves you. He cares for you. When we reference the scripture that says, "When two or three are gathered together, He is there," it's a reminder of the power of community. God is not saying to us, "I only listen to you when you're in a group of two or three because I'm so busy." He hears every prayer. He hears the prayer of the widow. He hears the prayer of the teenager who's feeling overwhelmed and depressed. And He hears your prayer as well. And He hears mine. One of the things that we know about the power of prayer, I'll give you a biblical example. In the Old Testament, we see the life of Nehemiah. This was a man who, it said, he went into prayer and fasting for many days, begging and asking God to give him wisdom and direction for what he would do next in rebuilding Jerusalem. And it doesn't say there were two or three. It was just he went into fasting and prayer. He went into prayer. Daniel was a man who would go into the upper room and pray. See, there's power in prayer. So from my experience and from biblical truth, I would say to you, your prayers are every bit as important if you're praying alone or if you're praying with a group of people. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much, Dr. Randy.
Okay, listen, let me do challenge you, though. Are you in a community? Are you involved in a church or a group?
Yes, okay. Yes, I am.
All right.
Yes, I am.
All right. Is there something we can pray for you this year, though? Specifically,
I have a special needs daughter, and I would like to pray that she not feel any pain or that she be more comforted physically.
Mm.
than she has been many times.
Yeah, I hear a mother's heart. You know what? When we talk about two or three, we just added hundreds who are going to be praying for you, for this mom in New Mexico, right? All right, we're talking about the power of prayer today and asking you all, just tell us what's a desire you have in 2025. A lot of hurt going on there. Where should I go next? Anybody? Tell me which line. Line three? All right. I need all the help I can get here. Ricky, I think it is, in Oklahoma. Hi, Ricky. How are you?
Hey, doing fine, sir. How are you?
Good. Terrific. What's your desire for this upcoming year?
Well, what I actually called you about, if you don't mind me asking, is a spiritual situation.
Okay,
I'm an over-the-road trucker. Mm-hmm. Been doing it 37 years. I very, very seldom go home because I'm single. And I very seldom get to go to church. And I don't know, sometimes I just feel I'm as tight with God as I could possibly be. And then sometimes I get these feelings like, you know, I'm not even ever been apart with Him. How do you think me not going to church very often is a problem with my relationship with Him?
Well, I wouldn't, you know, if we're talking about two things that I would look at, one is salvation. No, I mean, being with other people, you're saved. Yes. If you know Christ, you've given your life to Him. But the Bible,
definitely do.
That's right. And the Bible says, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. And the reason for that is because God has made us to be in community. And so I'm wondering if when you feel distant from God, it's not that God's moved, it's just that you're missing that sense of community with other believers.
It's loneliness.
Yeah.
Basically, it could be loneliness.
Yeah. Well, are you in a place where can you get connected into a fellowship with other believers? It sounds like you're
when
single.
I'm at home.
Yeah.
Well, when I'm at home, I go to church. So I have a church. But let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
Since I'm not at a local church, when I first got saved for about the first 15 years, I was at home. And I've taught Sunday school, I've mowed the grass, I helped, you know, I was active in my church.
Mm-hmm.
But now the way I find my service to God, and I'm going to ask you, I'm going to tell you these things that I do and see if you would consider them legitimate. When I'm on the road, I order these boxes of these chick tracks, the little booklets, you know?
Yep.
I leave them laying. I'll walk through the truck stop and I'll just leave them laying here and there, or I'll give them to people. Anyway, the Word of God's getting out through me in that way. And then there's a couple of ministries that I support. One of them's Samaritan's Purse, and then another one.
Right.
I want God to know that I'm appreciative that He has sent Jesus Christ for my sins. And trucking seems to be what He led me to back many, many years ago. So I just want to, when it's all said and done, I don't want Him to say, sorry, depart, I never knew you. And
I hope yeah, and it should for all people, because that's not something we want to hear. And I'll tell you what, the fact that you're concerned about hearing that makes me believe you're not going to hear that, because you've given your life to Christ. What I hear, and I'm just feeding back, Ricky, I'm hearing a man who loves God, wants to share the gospel with others. You're a single person and you're lonely. And that's a legitimate thing. And so the question, if we had a chance to talk further, I would say the desire for 2025 would be, how do I start connecting with other believers in a healthy way? I know that I'm not sure the names, but I think there's some trucking ministries, over-the-road trucker ministries, and they have some services in different times on the weekend as you're traveling. I don't know about your schedule after 37 years, if you have more flexibility to say, I can be home more. Or I know I'm traveling the same location so I can have a church fellowship there whenever I'm in that town. But I think the desire I would pray for you would be that you could make 2025 a real year of developing relationships. And God bless you. You know what? You left a track, and the impact of that little track could change someone's life, because you're doing something, frankly, that the next guy maybe didn't do. The point is, here's the point that Solomon's saying to us. It's the work that you do first that makes the work you must do second a success. It's the things that you do before the things you have to do that make the things you have to do better. And I'm reminded of what Abe Lincoln said. He made the statement, he says, "Give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, and I'll spend four of them sharpening the axe." See, the message is, it's the things that we do before the things we have to do that make the difference. Yeah, boy, that's true. That's a featured lesson for this year, for this month, as we're wrapping up 2024. So members, thank you for your support. Members, hey, by the way, without your support, we couldn't do what we do. We're a part of Intentional Life Media. Family Life Radio is a part of the ministry, of course. And so many of you have supporting your local Christian radio stations. That's fantastic. But we're funded separately, and we thank you for it in helping us close out this year strong. You're helping us reach people, just like Ricky and others who are struggling and needing some help and hope and encouragement. And that's why we do this. If you're not a member, come and join us. We've got a beautiful 2025 calendar from the ministry. Your gifts are being matched right now, by the way, as you call 888-888-1717. Press number 2 to talk to our team, 888-888-1717. Or you can go online to theintentionallife.com. We're talking about, I decided when it came in the studio today, we had another program direction we were going, and it's like God said, okay, let's just open the phone lines here before the end of the year and hear from people that we can pray for. And I'm going to have Stephen, you pray for us here in just a couple minutes. But I want to get Marissa on first here. Marissa, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's your desire for 2025?
Just to grow closer to God and to grow bigger in faith.
You struggle? You struggle trusting Him?
Yeah, I struggle trusting Him, and I just been having a hard time with life lately. So,
any particular area that we can pray for you? Is it your personal life or family?
Yeah, personal and family. So I have really bad social anxiety. And my husband, he's been going through a lot of health issues. So it's been hard on us financially as well.
Yeah. Are you getting some help for that, for your social anxiety? Are you talking to somebody?
I have a therapist, and then I talk. Sometimes I'll pray to God. I've always believed in Him since I was a little girl. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I just, I guess, lose faith sometimes.
Yeah. Many of us do. Yeah, it's easy. You know, when we wrestle with something in our, and we all have something, and we recognize the Bible teaches, and you're probably hearing this in therapy too, about telling yourself the truth, the power of our thinking, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And whatever things are true and right and admirable, praiseworthy, think on such things, taking captive every thought out of obedience to Christ. These are powerful truths. And remember, a faith is something that's real. Your hope is real in Christ, even if you don't feel it. Not allowing our feelings to drive us is important. We'll be praying for you. All right, we're going to get to prayer here in a moment, but I want to get Lucy on. Lucy, what can we pray for you for this new year?
Hi. Yes, I want to pray for my two adult sons. Okay. They've been away from God, and they've been away from us. Well, they don't talk to us, so... because we're believers, and they were raised believing in God, and as they grow up, they forgot that.
And it sounds like they kind of forgot you in the process, didn't they?
Yes.
All right. Well,
I wish we can talk to them and have them back. And also, I want to pray for my brother Manuel. He's suffering cancer right now, and I want to pray for healing.
Okay. We'll be doing all of that in a moment. Very quickly here. Bryson, welcome, a new listener in Tennessee. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you today?
Good. What's your desire or prayer for 2025?
Well, I have everything the Lord has ever blessed me with, and so I'm grateful going into 2025. But I wanted to call in and just share how encouraged I am today just listening to you share the gospel. I am a minister myself. My parents have been pastors my entire life. It's not strange, but it's strange these days to be able to listen to a radio station and hear the true love of Christ, not a religious, covered up, just wanting money for every little thing, but a true love of Christ. And how you're answering these questions this morning have just blown me away. And it's just, I want to encourage you as a minister yourself that you're doing exactly what God's called us to do, and you are touching lives. And so I just pray blessings over your life this next year what you're doing and showing the true love of Christ.
Thank you, brother. Welcome as a new listener in Tennessee. That's encouraging to me. That's the only reason I'm here. Otherwise, I'd go play golf or something. Not well, but this is why we're here. Stephen, we ran out of time. God has heard all this, but can you close us in prayer as we wrap up the show today?
Father, this is just, I think of all the people that could be listening and couldn't get through or just didn't call, but we're all broken. We all need Jesus, and for those of us who have Jesus, we just need to get closer and love him more. So, Father, for those who are dealing with alcoholism or dealing with family or dealing with adopting kids or sickness or loss, Father, we just bring these precious people before you. And my prayer for them is that they would know what it is you want them to do, that they would understand how much you love them and what your call is on their life. Help them to find that, Father. And give them the grace, give them forgiveness, give them the courage, and to be who you want them to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, everybody. Sorry we couldn't get everybody on. We'll do this again. I'll tell you what, let's try to do this again before the end of the year for those who just didn't get a chance to get through. And I think Bryson summed it up. I mean, that's why we do this. We talk about support. The support just keeps us going, but if we weren't involved in your life spiritually and trying to impact you, we'd go do something else. Anyway, we're running out of time, but I got to run. I will tell you, the parenting topic we're going to talk about, we will do that. How about next Tuesday? Let's book it. Next Tuesday, parenting here at Intentional Living. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, along with Jennifer, Stephen, and a host of those who didn't get through today. Continue to pray. 2025, a great year. Have a great year and have a great day.